A very good morning to all of you.
各位早晨。
And may I wish all of you a very blessed Chinese New Year.
都祝福大家每人都有一个好被祝福的农历新年。
Well, this is actually my first Chinese New Year in Canada.
今次是我第一次在这里在加拿大过农历年的。
And as my daughter was telling me, nothing seems to happen here during Chinese New Year.
因为我在那个地方好像都没什么特别的。
And a lot of people tell me they actually go to work if, on Chinese New Year's Day.
其实很多人都告诉我他们明天都要上班的。
Very surprisingly, from back at home, Chinese New Year is a really big thing.
在我来的印度那里农历年是一件很隆重的庆祝的。
It's really big because the community is small.
因为很大的庆祝呢因为那个社群是很小的。
So as you know, because the Chinese community is very small, so they would like to make a big thing out of Chinese New Year.
因为一个很少数的中国人在那里所以他们在农历年的时候就搞大一点。
And often the celebration goes on for a whole week.
咁好多时咧，嗰个庆祝咧成个礼拜噶。
So a lot of the young people spend few sleepless nights having fun, enjoying themselves.
咁啲年轻人就好好嘅原因啦，就可以瞓少啲啊，玩多啲啊咁啦。
And a lot of them actually skip school just to celebrate Chinese New Year.
哇，有啲人仲唔翻学添噃。
So I don't know whether that is good or bad.
其实我都真系唔知道好唔好啦。
But I'm happy to be here on the day before Chinese New Year to be able to share with you from the Word of God。
咁好开心啦！响今日响随即咧就同用神嘅说话分享俾大家啦。
I was last here in September or October of 2010。
响2010嘅时候，大约九月或者十月咧，我响度嘅。
And before that, I can't remember when I was last here in this church.
咁再之前我都唔记得咗几时探望过大家啦。
Pastor Lee has been a friend of mine for quite a number of years now.
李牧师同我都真系做咗好多年嘅朋友噶啦。
As some of you may know that Pastor Lee took a team to Calcutta, India, more than 10 years ago.
咁我諗你哋当中呢都记得啦你哋当中有啲人呢都同埋李牧师啊喺十年前嘅时候嚟个探望我哋教会㗎。
And that was how we met and that was how I came to know him.
就係咁样认识佢。
And some of the people who went to India on the short term mission.
咁都见到你哋有一啲都曾经係有去过短宣嘅喺印度嗰度。
It was a fun time that we had together. By my description of fun, I wonder how much fun it was for the team members.
我就觉得好开心，好好玩啊！唔知道当中嗰啲人又觉得系咪好好玩咧
？I remember we took a long train ride all the way to South India.
咁我记得咧，当时我哋一齐咧坐一个好长途嘅火车咧，就去到印度嘅南部噶。
If I still remember correctly, it was about 30 hours.
如果我冇记错咧，应该系30小时嘅火车。
I could see the expressions on many of your faces hearing 30 hours on a train. It was in the summer and it was very very hot.
咁我都睇到你哋当中嘅好诧异嗰个样啦，30小时啊，仲想象一下系响炎热嘅夏天，响架火车里边。
But I do believe the terrible ride on the train was offset, but when we reached there and the time that we spent with the people in South India.
咁但系回想翻嚟咧，嗰30小时咧都比较起当我哋去见到嗰啲人去传福音嘅时候，系好值得嘅。
And the reason why this morning I thought of sharing this story, right, this thing that happened so many years ago was because I had never met Pastor Lee and any of the team members before.
咁點解今日咁值得攞出嚟講呢就因為其實嗰件事發生喺十年前見到李牧師同埋你哋當中一啲人之前，我之前係唔識佢哋嘅。
But in spite or despite the fact that we had never met, we were able to have a good time of fellowship together.
雖然我哋之前係完全唔認識嘅，但係嗰次嘅旅程咧，我哋大家有一個好開心嘅團契嘅時間。
And that was possible because of our common faith in Jesus Christ.
我相信若果唔係我哋大家有同一個信心喺主耶穌基督咧，都冇乜可能嘅。
And that's what makes us believers so special.
亦都係俾我哋作為信徒嘅，點解我哋生命可以咁特別咧？
That even though we may come from different parts of the world, we may come from different backgrounds, speaking different languages or speaking different dialects, we are still able to be one. We are still able to share our lives together.
雖然我哋來自唔同嘅地方啊，可能有唔同嘅文化背景啊，講唔同嘅言語啊，但係都係有相同嘅。
Last week, I read a story, and this story really touched my heart.
咁喺上個禮拜咧，我睇到依一個故事嚇，都好感動我嘅心。
The story is about what happened one Sunday morning in a very small church.
咁呢個故事係講喺一個教堂，一個好小嘅教堂，一個星期日發生嘅一件事情。
Says that the service had already started when a young man walks in.
故事是这样讲的，咁咧嗰个崇拜已经开始咗啦，但系咧就有一个年轻人咧就入咗嚟。
And as he walks in, he's looking for a seat somewhere.
咁当佢咁样入嚟嘅时候，咁当然咧就好想揾个位坐低嚟到去敬拜啦。
And as he walks in, people were looking at him, and he's wearing a really wrinkled and dirty looking T-shirt.
咁佢行入嚟嘅时候咧，就个个人都望实佢，因为咧佢就着咗一件好潮嘅衫啦，另外就好污糟嘅牛仔裤。
He is wearing dirty jeans and soiled sneakers。
咁咧啲好污糟嘅牛仔裤同埋对好污糟嘅波鞋。
But despite his appearance, this young man is a very faithful Christian.
雖然佢個外表睇上嚟咧都唔係好起眼咧，但係其實佢有一個好有信心嘅基督徒嚟噶。
He had become a believer while he was in college while attending a Christian fellowship.
咁佢係響大學裏邊去參加一個崇拜嘅，去一個團契嘅時候咧，就聽到福音咧，就成為咗基督徒嘅。
So as he walks into the sanctuary, he's looking for a seat, and the small church hall is already full.
咁佢就咁入嚟啦，就行啦，就好想揾到个位，但係呢就全部座位都满晒啦，坐满晒人啦。
So he can't get a seat, he walks down the aisle trying to find one, and people are now becoming very uncomfortable looking at him.
咁呢就佢就由后面咁行入嚟，就一路喺度揾位啦，就喺度睇嘅时候呢，啲人亦都个个都集中晒焦点望住佢啦。
But everyone wants to be nice and proper, so they don't say anything.
咁當然啦，每個人都好有心想招呼佢嘅，但係咧就冇人敢講啲乜嘢。
So he walks from the back right up to the front, looking for a seat. And when he couldn't find a seat, he just sat right on the carpet near the front.
咁咧，佢就由後邊咁一路行到去前邊，因為揾唔到位咧，咁咧就唯有響前面嘅地氈咧就坐低咗啦。
Now for this young man, it's perfectly okay for him to sit on the carpet because that's what they used to do all the time in fellowship in college.
咁對呢個年輕人嚟講咧，冇乜咁特別嘅喎，因為佢喺大學嘅團契咧，時時都係咁啦，坐喺個地氈咧，咁就一齊崇拜噶啦。
But this has never happened before in the history of this church. Someone coming and sitting on the floor.
但係對依間教會嚟講咧，就好特別啦，因為從來咧都冇人咁行入嚟就坐低咗喺個地氈嗰度嘅喎。
So people didn't know what to do。
咁所以啲人咧個個都唔知點算啦，唔知點處理啦。
And about this time, just as the pastor was going to get up and say something, do something, everyone notices that from the back of the church, a very elderly deacon he gets up.
咁咧，正當牧師咧就想起身去睇下有啲咩可以做得嘅時候咧，咁咧就留意到咧，響好遠處響後邊嗰度咧就有一個年長嘅執事咧就企起身啦。
And everyone looks at him as he makes his way up to the front to this young man who is on the floor.
咁個嘅咧都留意咗呢個年長嘅執事，就由後邊咁行上嚟咧，就佢係想行去個年青人嗰度噶。
There is absolute silence in the sanctuary, and because the elder, the deacon was so elderly, he's walking with a cane, and he's walking slowly, slowly to the front.
個個都好唔敢出聲，好安靜咁樣，個個都係望住緊嗰個年長嘅執事。咁因為佢年紀好大咧，佢行嘅時候咧都要揸個拐杖幫佢嘅。
And this elderly deacon is very elegantly dressed in a suit and a tie and with shoes that were really shiny.
咁而呢個年長嘅長老咧就著得好靚嘅西裝啦，對鞋都擦到好靚啊咁樣。
So as he walks towards this young man, a lot of people in the church was thinking, now this young man is going to get a piece of his mind.
咁咧，當佢咁行去嘅時候咧，可能當中有啲人咧就咁樣諗啦，啊，今次咧呢個年青人咧就佢知道點啦。
And they're all thinking, well, we cannot really blame the deacon because this young man deserves it. He comes in wearing, you know, like that, and then he sits on the floor.
咁咧，佢哋可能諗緊啊，不過呢個年青人都唔可以怪責佢嘅，咁佢係咁樣啊，咁坐咗喺度冇位啊。
So finally, when the deacon reaches the young man who was sitting on the carpet, he drops his cane and he sits down next to the young man.
咁當呢個年長嘅執事行慢慢慢慢行到去嘅時候，佢就等低咗佢個拐杖，雖然好辛苦咁咧，都坐低去同呢一個年青人一齊嚟到去敬拜。
And he sits with him on the carpet on the floor.
佢真係就係咁樣喎，就坐低咗喺個地氈同埋嗰個年青人一齊敬拜。
And everyone in the church realizes what is happening, and they begin to choke with emotions.
咁當啲會眾見到嘅時候咧，都明白發生咩事咧，每個人嘅心裏邊都好感動。
So when the pastor goes to the pulpit, he says, "What I'm about to preach today, some of you may not even remember tomorrow."
咁於是個牧師就行到去個講壇嗰度就講啦。佢話：我今日所講嘅講到咧，可能你哋都唔會記得嘅。
But what you have seen just now, I know that none of you will ever forget.
但我相信你刚刚见到嘅咧，你哋一定唔会忘记。
So we must be very careful about how we live our lives, because for a lot of people,
所以我哋要好小心谨慎，我哋点样过我哋嘅生活。
Because your life may be the only Bible that they will read.
因为你点样去过生活嘅话咧，对有一啲人嚟讲咧，可能就系佢唯一睇到圣经嘅时间。
See this elderly deacon, through his little action of just identifying with this young man sitting on the carpet, showed the kind of life and the kind of faith that he has.
呢个年长嘅执事就系用佢嘅生命去证实咗佢点样样去认同同埋接纳呢一个年青人啦。
And we all know that our lives are often, they are always a testimony of.How we live. Our lives are always a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以其实我们的生命是一个活见证，去活出主耶稣是怎么样一个神。
And often, a lot of non-believers would just look at the lives of Christians and then make up their minds and decide, okay, this is what a Christian is like.
对很多非基督徒来讲的话，他们可能就是见到这些基督徒的生命，他们就明白了基督是怎样的。
You see, often it doesn't matter what we say. What matters more is how we live our lives and how people will, that's how they look at us.
很多时不是我们口所讲的重要，而是人家是看到我们怎样去过我们的生活。
And that's the way that as a Christian,As a Christian, we can be a testimony for Christ.
亦都系咁样，我哋作为基督徒咧，亦都系用我哋嘅生命嚟到去见证主耶稣噶。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8, he says, "We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God but our lives as well."
咁响帖撒罗尼加前书第二章。第八節嗰度咁樣講嘅，我們既是這樣愛你們， 不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的生命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所钟爱的。
See, this is exactly what Paul did when he was with the church in Thessalonica.
当保罗在帖撒罗尼加教会的时候，他就是这样去生活的了。
Paul did not just go to Thessalonica to preach the gospel. He says, I shared my life with you as well.
保罗不是去到那块地方那里传福音，他是真的将他的生命去传递给人家，跟他们一起生活的。
Paul had spent a few months in the city together with Silas, and later on Timothy joined them, and they were serving and working with the church in Thessalonica.
咁保罗喺嗰度系真系用咗几月嘅时间咧，同西拉啊，后来提摩太啊，同嗰啲人当地嘅人一齐生活嘅。
And later on, they had founded the church right in the city.
咁当然最初佢哋去到嘅时候就系冇教会嘅啦，后来佢哋就建立咗呢个教会啦。
But Paul spent not more than a few months in Thessalonica before he moved on with his missionary journey.
咁其实保罗唔单止系设立教会之前用咗几个月嘅时间同佢哋一齐生活嘅。
So after he left the city, after he left the church, Paul wrote this letter to the believers in Thessalonica.
就算保罗走咗之后咧，佢仍然都系纪念呢间教会咧，写信去教导写信俾呢间教会嘅人嘅。
And the purpose for Paul to write this letter to them, in fact, he wrote two letters, right? Was to encourage this new church to continue to grow in Christ.
咁当然啦，保罗写咗两封信俾呢一间教会咧，都系想鼓励嗰啲初信嘅基督徒咧，继续响主里边成长噶。
Paul encouraged them not just to grow together as a church, but also as individual believers.
咁保罗鼓励佢哋唔单止整间教会一齐成长啊，亦都每一个人咧个独立嚟讲咧都系要成长噶。
If you read the entire letter of 1 Thessalonians, you will find that the tone of 1 Thessalonians is very, very friendly.
咁如果你睇晒成本帖撒罗尼加前书嘅话咧，你会留意得到保罗嘅语气咧系好友善嘅。
You will notice that Paul has a very special fondness for the believers in Thessalonica.
你会留意到咧，保罗系特别痛爱呢一班信徒嘅。
And that's why he writes in verse 8, "We love you so much."
咁所以喺第八节嗰度咧，佢讲到话。我哋系好痛爱你哋嘅。
You also notice that if you read the entire letter, that Paul describes his love for the church over there as the love that a mother has for the children.
咁如果你有机会睇晒成本书嘅话咧，成本帖撒罗尼加前书嘅话咧，你会留意到保罗咧系会用好似一个母亲养育佢嘅婴孩咁样嚟到去对待嗰啲信徒嘅。
So from this one verse, we can very clearly see the love between Paul and his co-workers Timothy and Silas and the people in the church.
咁所以从第八节呢一段经文咧，我哋睇到咧，保罗同嗰啲会众啊，同埋或者佢哋啲同工啊，佢哋大家嘅关系系好好嘅。
This special relationship between Paul and the people in the church in Thessalonica was so special. When he tried to describe it, the only way he could say was, "We love you so much."
咁由于佢哋嘅关系咁好咧，咁所以保罗写封信俾佢哋嘅时候，唯有佢净系讲话，我系好痛爱你哋嘅。
How do you try to describe when you love someone?
你点样去形容你好爱嘅人咧？
You may do things through some action to show your love.
咁你可能会做一啲爱嘅行动嚟到去表达出你嗰份爱啦。
But for Paul, there was no better way to describe it than just say, "We loved you so much."
咁保罗嚟讲咧，佢就真系去形容咧，就系我哋真系好爱你哋。
And Paul says, "We love you so much that we not only shared the gospel with you, we also shared with you our lives."
保罗话咧，我因为好爱你哋咧，唔单止将福音去传俾你哋咧，亦都将我哋嘅生命咧，愿意俾你哋嘅。
See, if there's one way I can summarize this entire verse, right, chapter 2, verse 8, it's just with four words: living Christ and sharing lives.
咁如果要我去点样去形容呢一节咧，我就唯有系可以用一个活嘅基督。一个分享的生命。
How can we understand living Christ? How can we understand sharing lives?
怎样去明白活基督？怎样明白分享生命呢？
As believers, we try to understand this in the way that Paul meant for the believers in Thessalonica to understand.
咁我哋尝试下去了解下保罗点样去同嗰啲帖撒罗尼加信徒相处咧
？And that is the very special relationship between them.
系一个好特殊嘅关系。
In this verse, chapter 2, verse 8, sharing for Paul to share the gospel is also the way that he lived his life.
响保罗点样去形容佢嘅咧？点样去同佢哋分享生命咧？就佢。是指佢点样响佢哋当中生活。
How can we say that sharing the gospel is living Christ?
我哋点样可以明白到分享个福音，即是系分享基督嘅生命呢
？We know that right, being a testimony for the gospel of Christ through the way we live is living Christ.
我哋明白到。当我哋系活出一个生命出嚟咧，其实亦都系表达到基督嘅生命噶。
So often we are able to we share the gospel through the way we live, not just what we tell others about Christ.
所以传福音唔系话我哋讲福音俾人哋听，而系点样将我哋嘅生命去同人哋去分享。
Sharing the gospel is living our lives in such a way that our lives itself becomes a testimony.
咁我哋分享我哋嘅生命嘅意思系，当人哋同我哋相处嘅时候咧，佢系明白到基督系点样噶。
You see, what I say and what I do or how I live cannot be different from each other.
咁当然啦，我哋口所讲嘅唔可以同我哋嘅生命或者我哋所做嘅系相反噶啦。
When I say I am a Christian and if the way I live my life contradicts my Christian faith.Then I become a very bad testimony.
咁当我话我系基督徒，但系人哋睇我嘅生命嘅时候，完全一啲都唔似嘅吓。咁嘅时候，我就系活紧个相反嘅生命啦。
So this is how Paul would describe his life, sharing the gospel not just with his words, but with the way that he lived his life.
保罗就是这样来到去见证个福音的，是藉着他的生命，他怎样去活出他的生命来见证主耶稣。
And sharing lives is how Paul described the time that he spent with the believers in the church.
对保罗来讲呢，怎样分享他的生命呢？就是他怎样实际地跟那些帖撒罗尼加信徒去生活了。
He said, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.
保罗话：我哋唔单止好愿意将福音去传俾你哋，甚至乎我哋都好愿意将我哋嘅生命去俾你哋。
Paul says, I shared my life with you.
保罗话：我将我嘅生命同你分享。
And for Paul, oftentimes this sharing his life was actually living together with some of the people in the church.
对保罗嚟讲，分享生命嘅意思就系同佢哋一齐去生活。
And not just physically living together.
不是只是说一起住那么简单。
It was Paul sharing with the believers, sharing joys and sharing sorrows, sharing good times and bad times together.
是分享好或者不好啊，开心或者不开心。
We all know that when Paul was in Thessalonica, he was a tent maker. He made tents for a living.
你知道保罗在帖撒罗尼加的时候呢是做帐篷的，那他是用帐篷来到去生活的。
So actually when Paul was in the church in Thessalonica, he actually made his own living making tents and then selling them. So he was living his life with them.
所以佢系同嗰啲教会嗰啲人一齐住嘅，因为佢系同佢哋一齐去做帐篷嚟到去谋生嘅。
So this is what Paul meant by sharing our lives as well.
所以呢一个就系保罗讲点样分享生命咧，其实只系同人哋一齐去生活。
And in doing this, Paul was only following the example of Jesus Christ.
其实保罗都系照耶稣基督嘅例子嚟到生活嘅啫。
We know that Jesus spent around 3 years of his life with his disciples.
咁你都知道啦，主耶稣用咗3年嘅时间嚟到去同佢啲门徒一齐嘅。
And Jesus considered the disciples as his friends.
主耶稣当佢啲门徒系朋友。
When we look at the Gospels, we can see that the 3 years that Jesus spent with his disciples, they often did a lot of things together.
你都知道啦，主耶稣3年同啲门徒一齐咧，佢哋一齐做好多嘢噶。
They stayed together, they ate together, they prayed together, and just did things of everyday life, being together with each other.
咁佢哋一齐住啦，一齐食嘢啦，一齐祈祷啦，所有每一日都系一齐去做噶。
Jesus often traveled from place to place, town to town, to tell others about the good news. And the only way they would do it is they just simply walked.
咁主耶稣去唔同嘅城市啊、乡村啊，一齐同啲门徒一齐去传福音啦。咁咧就都系要行路噶。
So that means Jesus and his disciples spent a lot of time together.
所以咧嘅意思即是主耶稣同啲门徒真系用咗好多时间系一齐生活嘅。
From the life of Jesus, we can also see that he shared his life with his disciples.
从主耶稣嘅生命，我哋睇到咧，主耶稣系同佢嘅将佢嘅生命同啲门徒去分享嘅。
And in the early church, in the book of Acts, chapter 2,
响早期教会咧，咁可以参考《使徒行传》第二章嗰度有记载嘅。
In the passage that was just read before, we can see what the early Christian did together as a church.
咁我哋之前都读过嗰篇经文啦，咁就系睇到咧嗰啲早期嘅信徒点样一齐生活嘅。
It says they fellowship together, they worship together, they share their lives with each other.
咁又讲到咧，佢哋一齐住啦，一齐敬拜啦，一齐有擘饼嘅时间咧，系时时一齐嘅。
See, they had everything in common, and it seems that the entire church was like a family.
佢哋凡物公用，咁所以睇上嚟咧，成个教会好似一个大家庭咁样。
And Acts chapter 2 tells us that when other people saw how the early Christians were living together, how they were living their lives, they said they were in awe of them.
咁喺圣经嗰度记载咧，嗰啲其他嗰啲人咧，见到佢哋一齐生活啊，一齐住咧，佢哋都有一个敬畏嘅心嘅。
And so much so that the people actually began to show favor to the Christians simply because of how they saw these Christians were living their lives.
由于佢哋睇到啲基督徒点样一齐去生活嘅时候咧，佢哋都好喜欢佢哋。咁嗰度圣经记载，佢哋话全体百姓嘅喜爱嘅，佢哋可以得到。
What the early believers did was to use their lives as a testimony for the gospel.
所以早期嘅基督徒咧，佢哋系用佢嘅生命嚟到去见证福音嘅。
See, they lived in such a way that when people saw their lives, they could immediately say that, oh, these people, they are the new Christians.
佢哋嘅生活咧，俾人哋一睇咧，已經明白到啊，喺啲基督徒就係咁樣噶。
And perhaps Acts chapter 2 verse 42 to 47, right? Is one of the best examples of people of believers, right? Living Christ and sharing lives together.
使徒行传第二章42至47节嗰度咧，都係一個好好嘅例证，去表达出究竟咩为之一個活嘅基督。分享生命嘅生活。
Today, how can we as a church do the same thing?
咁我哋作为一个教会，有啲咩可以做咧
？How can we be living Christ and sharing lives?
我哋点样可以能够活出基督，分享生命咧
？You know, often a lot of pastors senior pastors older than me, those who I have learned from, they have taught me, often tells me this. Right? It says, you try to explain too much of theology to your church members, they will go off to sleep.
有很多比我年长有经验的牧师都会提醒我, 你讲那么多神学的概念,
one of my teachers from seminary, he told me this. He said, at the end of my sermon, I always feel very frustrated.
在神学院有一个教授跟我讲,他说讲完道之后,我都很烦恼。
Frustrated because to me, I think that I have taught or I have spoken too less of theology.
很烦恼和苦躁的地方就是讲得太少神学了。
I have explained too less from the Bible.
讲得很少圣经的。
But my congregation, they are equally frustrated.
但是那些会众同样这样烦恼。
Because for them, I have explained too much theology.
对他们来说,我已经讲了太多神学论了。
So he said the best way to make people remember what you want to share is to tell them a story.
所以令人最难忘的就是讲一些故事给他们听。
He says people remember stories. Very often they don't remember who has told the story.
他们可能忘记了谁说过那个故事的。
So I'll share with you a story from India.
那我跟你讲一个印度的故事。
This story is about a young woman.
那这个故事是讲关于一个年轻的妇人的。
And her life was later on really became a testimony for the gospel.
她的生命后来真的成为一个很好的见证。
This young woman came from a non-Christian background.
这个年轻的妇人是出生在一个非基督教的家庭的。
And as some of you may know that in India, very often, especially in small towns and in the village, right, many parents get their daughters married off really early.
咁你都知道啦，喺印度一啲城市啊或者鄉村裏面咧，好多父母咧會將佢個女咧好早就嫁咗出去噶啦。
So the same thing happened with this young woman. While she was very young, her parents got her married off.
咁呢個故事嘅主角都係咁樣喎，佢父母咧喺佢好細個嘅時候咧就將佢嫁出去啦。
And within a year of her marriage, her in-laws began complaining that she did not bring in enough dowry.
咁結咗婚都唔夠一年咧，佢嘅老爺奶奶咧，居然就喺度投訴佢話唔夠嫁妝喎。
And so they demanded more from her. Said, "Go to your parents and bring more stuff, bring more money." But her parents were poor; they couldn't give her any more.
咁佢哋咧就話：你快啲翻去叫你爸爸媽媽俾多啲嫁妝。咁但係佢爸爸媽媽本身都好窮，都冇辦法再應付到嘅。
And so this went on for some time, and this young girl really suffered.
咁一路咧都連住咗一段時間啦。咁呢個年輕嘅婦女當然受到好多傷害啦。
So one day, the in-laws told her, "Look, we are going to visit some of our relatives in some other place."
咁有一日咧，佢老爺奶奶就同佢講啦：，嗱，你跟我嚟啦，我而家咧同你去一笪地方去探一啲親戚啊。
So we need to take a train to go there.
咁你哋需要搭火車嘅喎。
And so they took the train, and this poor young girl, she has never been out from her hometown before.
咁於是咧就一齊搭火車啦。咁呢個年輕嘅婦女咧都幾困難㗎，因為佢從來都未離過開過屋企㗎。
So she didn't know where they were going. Halfway, somewhere on the journey, her in-law says, "Well, oh, we're going to stop here at this train station and go out and get some food."
咁咧，佢亦都唔知道去邊度啊，會點樣啊，乜嘢都唔知道㗎。咁架火車行到中途嘅時候咧，佢老爺奶奶就同佢講啦：，嗱，你咧就喺度等我啦，我哋咧就要去買一啲食物翻嚟。
So they got off the station, and she was told to sit over there while they go and get food.
咁咧，佢哋就一齊落車啦。咁佢老爺奶奶就去買食物啦。佢咧就係要喺嗰度等佢哋啦。
And she waited and waited and waited for the in-laws to come back.
咁佢就等啊等啊，想等翻佢哋翻嚟啦。
But they never came back.
但佢哋冇翻到嚟。
After a few hours, she realized that her in-laws had actually abandoned her at the station.
卒之咧，过咗几小时之后咧，佢都明白到啦，其实佢哋就遗弃咗佢啦。
And she had absolutely no idea where she was.
佢完全唔知道自己响边度。
She had no money on her.
咁当然又冇钱啦。
She didn't know anyone.
又唔识人啦。
And so she started crying at right where she was.
咁实在太过绝望，于是佢就喊起上嚟啦。
Thankfully.She met a group of Christians.
真係好好彩咧，就當時就有一啲基督徒喺度啦。
They were from a missionary organization who just happened to be passing by.
佢哋係一個宣教機構嘅人嚟嘅，咁就喺嗰度出現，經過嗰個地方。
So when they heard her story, they took her in.
咁當佢哋聽到佢嘅故事咧。佢哋接纳佢，就留佢同佢一齐。
And for this young girl, it was something that she has never experienced before in her entire life.
对一个年轻嘅妇人嚟讲咧，系非常之特别一个经历。佢从来都未试过有咁样嘅经历噶。
Because she said, I was so touched that you know people I have never met in my life before. They were so good and so kind to me.
佢好感動啊，因為咧，佢覺得呢啲人從來都唔認識我嘅，但係居然會咁樣接納我、收留我，對我咁好。
And she said that when I realized that when they told me that they were Christians, I wanted to find out who are these Christian people who would you know treat me like this.
當佢哋話佢哋係基督徒嘅時候咧，我真係好想知道究竟基督徒係點嘅咧。
And in time, she became.
咁當然最後佢都成為一個信徒啦。
All because of few Christians who saw her and helped her。
點解成為一個信徒就係由於有幾個基督徒見到佢就好實際咁去幫佢。
So from this story we see here was this group of Christian people who really was able to become a testimony for this young girl.
所以我哋睇到咧，呢几个宣教嘅人咧，真系成为一个妇女一个见证啊！
啊 ，because of the way they live their lives, this young girl was able to see Christ in them.
当佢哋生活嘅时候，呢个年轻妇女咧，真系见到基督响佢哋嘅生命里边。
But that is not the end of the story.
咁呢个都唔系故事嘅终结噃。
This young woman.She had very little education.
呢个年轻嘅妇女咧，有好少嘅教育嘅啫。
But she was very determined, and she says, "I want to learn English."
但系咧，佢就好坚决咁样立志咧，佢话我一定要学识英文。
She didn't go to school.
佢冇翻学噶。
She just learned English from the people that she was staying with.
佢就系同佢一齐生活嗰啲宣教士嗰度嚟到学英文嘅。
And by doing a lot of hard work, just reading.
亦都当然要好勤力咁嚟到睇书啦。
And she very quickly learned English and was able to help people.
佢好快脆咧，就居然学识英文咧，仲可以帮人哋添噃。
And one thing that she said was, I wanted my life to make a difference for Christ.
佢決定做一件事，佢話我一定要為咗基督咧，喺我嘅生命做一啲唔同嘅嘢。
After she learned English, she actually volunteered to go and translate for missionaries who would come in.
咁當佢學識咗英文之後咧，佢自己義務咁嚟到去幫嗰啲宣教士嚟到翻譯。
And she was so good with her work that eventually a mission organization actually.Took her in to work full time for them.
咁其實由於佢做得好好咧，有一個宣教嘅機構咧，直情請咗佢去幫佢哋做嘢。
And so she would often accompany missionaries to go to the village and become the translator.
咁所以咧，佢都陪嗰啲宣教士咧去唔同嘅鄉村嗰度作佢哋嘅翻譯員。
And she never tires of telling new people that she meets of how her life was completely turned around.
佢时时都去同人哋见证神，啊， 见证怎么样去被改变的生命。
Some years later, because she was now, she could read and write, she managed to find her own home.
几年之后呢，由于她现在又懂得看书，即是写和读，她居然找回她家。
She found her home, she went back to her parents.
她回到家，找回她父母。
And the parents asked her, "What are you doing here?"
佢父母问佢：你喺度做咩
？Where is your husband?
你个丈夫咧
？Where is your family?
你个家人咧
？When she told them the story, her own family did not want her.
当佢讲嗰个故事去俾佢父母听咧，佢父母居然咧冇办法接纳到佢。
First thing they said was, "Why did you become a Christian?"
第一个问题就是你做什么要做基督徒？
You are no part of us.
你和我们没份。
Second thing they said was, your husband didn't want you, so we don't want you either.
第二件事就是你的丈夫都不要你，我们都不要你。
Such was her life.
就是这样的生命了。
But she never did stop believing Christ.
但是她从时同时时都不会停止相信基督。
And in so many ways, her life was a big testimony for people.
她的生命成为很多人一个见证。
And for me, it was a real blessing that many years ago, I was able to actually meet her and talk to her.
对我来讲都很大的祝福，因为我几年前呢曾经真的遇见她，同埋同她倾偈。
And I was so surprised at the way that she could speak English.
我亦都好诧异，哇！佢讲，佢识得讲英文，讲得好好。
Because if I didn't know her story, I would have never guessed that she was once an illiterate person.
如果唔系从佢听到佢嘅故事，我冇办法想象佢一个唔识字嘅人。
See, this is truly a great example of living Christ and sharing lives.
呢个系一个好好嘅见证出，点样活基督去分享生命。
People who lived a life in Christ was able to change her life.
那些人因为有基督在他们的生命呢，是可以改变到他的生命。
And because they shared their lives with her, she became a completely new person.
由于他们将他们的生命跟这个女士分享呢，以致他成为一个完全不同的人。
This is what each one of us as a believer can do with our lives.
亦都是我们每一个人是可以活出来的。
We can together live a life that will tell others that I am a Christian.
我们每个人都可以活出一个生命出来，告诉别人听我是一个基督徒来的。
And together as a church, all of you can truly share your lives together.
咁而我哋整体作为一个教会咧，亦都可以互相分享我哋嘅生命。
One thing that is common that brings all of us together in this place here this morning and every Sunday morning and the rest of the week is because of the fact it's because of our common faith.
咁唯有我哋个信心，我哋同一个信主，就系令到我哋每个礼拜都可以一齐嚟到去聚集，一齐去敬拜神。
That is.The one big common denominator, our common faith.
就是我们大家相同的地方了。
And as a church, we all know that we need to, we have to, we ought to be able to share with each other our joys, our sorrows, our good times and our bad times as well.
作为教会的社群呢，我们都知道我们大家是应该可以去分享我们的喜乐或者忧愁的。
I'm sure as a church, when there is some when there's some good news among you, all of you want to together share the joy.
我相信你哋当中，如果有一啲开心嘅嘢咧，你哋一定好想、好愿意去同人哋分享噶。
Or when there is some unhappy news, some unfortunate news, there's some sorrow in any one of you, I'm sure that all of you come together and support each other.
或者发生了一些不幸的事啊，一些不开心的事亦都很愿意去跟人分享分担的。
Because we are one in Christ, because we have a common faith, all of you, we can, you know, we can together share, together carry the burden and uphold each other in prayer.
我哋喺基督里边系一个群体，咁系互相分担大家嘅喜乐嘅。
This is how, as a church, any church, right, we can live Christ and share lives.
就系每一间教会都应该可以做到嘅，吓点样活出基督同埋分享生命。
And this is how Paul expresses it. It's just so simple. He says, "We love you so much that we not only shared with you the gospel, but also our lives as well."
就系好似正如保罗咁样讲，好似好简单，唔单止愿意将福音分俾你咧，亦都愿意将我哋嘅生命俾你哋。
And this is what every church should be doing.
应该系每一间教会都系咁样做噶。
Every church should be living Christ and sharing lives.
每一间教会都应该系一个活嘅基督，一个分享生命嘅。
You would want in your church for every single believer to be a good testimony for Christ.
都每一个信徒都系一个好好嘅见证，去见证主耶稣嘅福音。
You would want to share each other's joys and happiness.
好愿意去同人哋分享喜同埋乐。
And you want also to share the burden of each other's sorrows and difficulties.
同样亦都愿意分担人哋嘅困难同埋忧愁。
I'm sure you would want your church to be a place where everyone will feel at home when they come in.
我相信你哋都好想有一个教会，每个人都感觉到好似翻到屋企咁温暖。
I'm sure that you want your church to be a place where everyone is really a brother and sister in Christ.
我相信你哋亦都好想有一个教会系真正嘅系兄弟姊妹嘅。
Now we just don't simply use the phrase brothers and sisters as a phrase, but truly everyone can be and will be a brother or a sister in Christ.
当然唔系话净系个名啊，而系真系心连心咁样样，系好似弟兄姊妹咁样对待大家噶。
And that together as a church, you want to be living Christ and sharing lives.
咁一齐整体嘅时候咧，我哋都系好想一个活基督、分享生命。
But it's not easy.
但系唔系容易噶。
It's always easier said than done.
讲就容易啊，做起上嚟系好难噶。
The way to do it is to go ahead and do it.
点样样先可以解决到个问题？就系即管踏出一步去尝试下做啊。
As from the first story that I shared.
从我第一个故事。
Some of you may not even remember what I spoke of today by this evening.
可能到今晚嘅时候咧，都唔记得咗我讲过乜嘢噶啦。
But I'm sure you will remember the stories.
但希望你记得嗰啲故事。
You don't have to remember the stories came from me.
你亦都唔需要记得系我讲嘅故事。
But I'm sure you will remember the stories.
我好希望你能够记得嗰啲故事。
See, stories, our lives.Are always stories.
我哋嘅生命亦都系好好嘅故事。
And people look at our lives as a story.
人哋睇我哋嘅生命嘅时候，就睇一个故事。
Especially non-believers, they look at how we live.
特别系一啲非基督徒咧，佢系好想睇我哋点样样去生活嘅。
And then they make up their mind, oh, this is what a Christian is like.
咁佢哋就谂下啦，嗯。基督徒就系咁噶。
They will never look at the Bible.
佢哋唔会去揭本圣经去睇噶。
They will look at you.
佢睇下你噶啫。
And by looking at you, they will decide, or they will form in their minds, this is what a Christian is like.
咁望住你嘅时候咧，佢个脑海嗰度咧就有一个印象啦。哦，基督徒就系咁嘅。
So the only way, the one simple way that As a church that together you can live Christ and share lives is to just go ahead and do it.
咁一个好简单嘅方法就系尝试下就试出嚟试下去做啦，踏出嚟第一步啦。
May the Lord bless every one of you this morning.
愿主都祝福你哋每一位。
May the Word of God also remind and encourage each one of us to continue to live in Him and to share our lives together as believers.
咁愿主都俾你喺基督里边去见证，喺人嘅面前可以见证到佢啊！
Let's pray.
一齐祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for this day.
天父都好想感谢你，俾我哋有今日。
We want to thank you that on every Lord's Day you bring us into your house to worship you.
我哋感谢你，俾我哋每一个新主日都能够翻到你嘅家去敬拜你。
And we want to thank you this morning for your words to each one of us.
亦都响今天嘅清晨，我哋要感谢你，俾我哋有你嘅说话。
Of how the Apostle Paul encourages all of us as believers to live in you and to share lives together.
保罗点样去鼓励，去响你里边活着。而去见证你嘅，同人哋一齐相处嘅时候，见证你嘅生命。
It is our prayer this morning that your words will find a way to all of our hearts.
求你嘅话喺我哋嘅心里边工作。
And as your word finds its way into our hearts, it will remain there and it will grow.
求你嘅话喺我哋心里边扎根，亦都会成长。
Father, we want to thank you.
我哋都好想感谢你。
That in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the best example of someone who shared his life with his disciples.
我哋喺主耶稣嘅生命都有一个好好嘅例子嚟到去学习，佢点样去将佢嘅生命去同门徒分享。
And also from the sinless life that he lived, Lord, we know that is a testimony, a great example for each one of us.
亦都从保罗同埋西拉嘅生命度睇到点样去同其他人相处，去分享生命。
And I pray, Lord, that this morning, that you would continue to use this church to be a testimony for you.
主啊，求你都继续去使用一个教会嚟到去见证你。
That through their lives, each and every member in this church will bring in people to you.
藉住佢哋每一个人嘅生命，都能够带人去翻你嘅教会认识你。
And that as each and every person comes into this church, there will be a family who would be living Christ and sharing lives.
每个人嚟到呢一个教会，都感觉到系一个家，一个活嘅基督，一个见证生命嘅家。
For we pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋奉主耶稣基督宝贵嘅名字而求，
阿门。
阿门。